there was some kind of a religious home run by priests. And one of the things that they used was the hemp seed. And that was like fermented into a milk. It was put in like almost like into a vacuum. She said sealed off until and the water put in, and then you have to drink this milk. But it was so strong that you had to suck it with a straw. Then the pulp of that was taken out, that was dried like a cereal, and you ate that for bulk. And that cured TB. TB. And I can remember because Henry Getz, he was a school teacher. He was first cousin of my dad's, and he was diagnosed with TB. If they could get this cure, Henry wouldn't have to go to a sanitarium for a couple of years. For a couple of years. Two things, to see if anybody was growing hemp, to see if you had a still. Once they brought the law in, everybody, whether you couldn't make a profit on it, okay? And if you got caught, they'd take your firm. Penalty was stiff. They could take your firm. And if you were European, they could, the fear was they'd deport you, you see? And that was brought in by good old Mackenzie King. It was actually illegal to have hemp seed in your possession. Once they brought the law in,
the law was passed that it was illegal to have hemp.
Because you couldn't make
it. Illegal to have it. It was illegal to grow it. Once they brought the law was passed that it was illegal to have it.
Because you couldn't make
it. Illegal to have it. It was illegal to grow it. It was actually illegal to have hemp seed in your possession.